This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Cynthia Hilsinger. Cynthia, how are you?
I'm just fine, Henrik.
Great. Cynthia, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I manage a series of files, images, etc., about a terabyte at Headquarters Air Force Information Media Management and Graphics.
Great. How does the Air Force use digital asset management?
The Air Force uses digital asset management to control its unstructured assets. These unstructured assets are kept for remanipulation and repurpose. Information requests that come in for the Air Force, we can pull that information quickly, serve it up to our customers, and it all becomes part of telling the Air Force story. This is what we do, and having those assets handy, findable, discoverable, ready to be pulled, served up, made into a product that can be consumed by the customer or the public, that's an important storytelling point for us and our office.
How do you get unstructured assets under control?
One, you have to deal with people and personalities first, content makers, and that was the most difficult item for me. And making sure people understand that data is a corporate asset and it has a very real value, and having them understand that.
Cynthia, how do you develop new metadata panels for use with the Adobe Creative Suite?
We started out, we were given new governance. We were required to add a VIR number to our Creative Suite files. We use a lot of Illustrator and Photoshop. And in the military, in DoD in particular, we have what's called a VIR number. It's a Visual Information Record Identification Number.
Okay.
Currently, there was no way to add that VIR number into the metadata panel. The practice had been to rename a file and give it this long VIR number. And to give you a sample of what a VIR number is, if you think of your car, VIN number, the vehicle identification number, which is a very long number.
Yes.
We have this very long VIR number, important because each data asset, each visual information product has its own individual VIR number. It's almost like a thumbprint. Well, how are we going to add that without changing a lot of file names to a hard-to-remember VIR number? When I was looking at the metadata panels that come incorporated with Adobe Creative Suite, I realized that they were powered by XMP. Contacted that company and tried to develop some way to add that information in and change those panels around. After some time, they said, well, you know, that's going to be a little bit difficult. We had a few requests from other people in the military wanting the same item. So it was a common pain point for everyone in the DoD. And I brought it forward to Defense Media Activity. And between developers, Pound Hill and Adobe, and Defense Media Activity, and understand, trying to get the government to work from many different arms, Defense Media Activity said, well, let us massage this a bit. And I was keeping the communication lines open, adding some insight on how we were developing things in our schema, and I wanted to keep the file name the same. Well, everybody signed off. You know, Adobe said, not a problem. DMA said, we'll host this. Can be found on a DoD website, free to the government users. And so now we can open up a metadata panel that is named for us. It's a DIMOC metadata panel, and that allows us now to keep the file name the same and add metadata in the appropriate places and makes a smooth transition. My goal was to make each file smarter. With everyone's cooperation, it all came together, and so now we have a new metadata panel that can be inserted into our Adobe software, and Adobe is thrilled with it. They're out saying to their federal customers, hey, look what we have, please use that. Federal users, they're happy, since they don't have to go some other place.
And what advice would you like to give to DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
I would say to begin with, when you come into any organization, take a survey of the work processes there and take a survey of all the data that is in-house. Learn how your office is ingesting data, how it is being moved throughout the office and its work processes, how it is being made, held, kept. And once you have a baseline of what is, and when you know what you're currently doing and how to do it, getting a DAM system or building a DAM system and having metrics is quite critically important. And that takes a fair amount of time to understand. So I would say that's a first critical step. After you know what your processes are, the next item that I would say to young DAM professionals is get a naming system. Make sure that you have a schema, how things are organized. Get a naming system, making sure that there are no blank spaces, no unusual characters except hyphen and underscore. That way, files become platform agnostic. We use Macs in our office, but many people have PCs. That way they can be sent across the internet without adding extra characters. So that would be step two, naming conventions and getting an understanding of what things are called and making sure all files fit that naming convention and that organizational schema. So step one and two, know your processes. Step two, naming conventions and schema development.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Cynthia.
Thank you very much for having me on your blogcast.
For more on digital asset management, log on to another damblog.com. Thanks again.